Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9 The Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Monday. You know we have some crazy cash for you, right?
Yep.
$1,000 every hour. Grammy, do you have this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is grand. You take that keyword, grand, you just type it in, grand, into Wild 94 at wild94.9.com, or I should say, on the contest tab. If you click that, if you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, you'll find a spot to enter that keyword. Grand, you have this entire hour to do that. You might win $1,000 in crazy cash. And you guys, did you see the two scratchers that were sitting on top of the coffee machine?
No.
They're half scratched. And so I want to, in a new JV Show segment, I'd like to throw out, would you scratch it? I thought about continuing on, and the scratchers weren't complete. They were only half scratched.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
There's a hidden camera somewhere. Don't do it.
Who walks around with two scratchers that are half scratched?
Someone who wants to set someone up and see if they would steal someone's scratchers.
Mm-hmm. But, like, they're just sitting there on top of the coffee machine, half scratched. Like, I don't, would you scratch it?
No.
No, Selena? It's a setup.
Yeah, but they're...
I know, they're sitting there half-scratched. Yeah, no.
Aren't you curious to know if they're a winner? There could be crazy cash involved.
Nah.
No.
Don't trust it.
What if the person comes back as you're scratching it?
Finders keepers. You know the old rules. Come on.
So why didn't you do it then?
I picked them up and looked at them, and then I looked at what had been scratched thus far. No winnings. But that doesn't mean the other half of the areas to be scratched wouldn't provide a winner.
No. Mm-mm. They're waiting to pop out like, aha, you stole my scratchers. Or it's one of those joke ones where like, oh, you won $1 million.
No, these are legit California lottery scratchers. I checked.
You know, I have trust issues. I don't trust it.
Who walks around with half scratched scratchers? And who would take the time to try to set somebody
they
up at 5:30 in the morning at a radio station? Ain't nobody got time for that.
First talk back of the day. Here Fine. We go.
What's up, JV Show? This is Marco from Mansfield, Texas. First time talk back, long time listener. Just wanted to say what's up and good morning.
What's up?
What's up?
Graham,
Marco.
Are we number one?
There? I had to look up where Mansfield, Texas was. Right. Looks like it's south of Arlington, Texas. And of course, you guys, JV Show, number one there.
Yes!
So appreciate you listening.
Because of you.
Marco.
Thanks so much.
Long time listener, first time talkbacker. Welcome in.
Yes. Both you guys had a couple of events over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Jess, how was your mad tea party?
It was so fun, you guys. I had quite a bit of drinky drinks. They were pretty strong. I was
like,
still
drunk because
you
said quite very. I
quite.
Drinky drink.
Still recovering.
Still a little drunky drunk right now.
It was so fun. Everybody showed up in like their best costumes. I was definitely underdressed for it.
Why can I ask this? Because I saw your picture on social media.
Yeah.
Why it was a Alice in Wonderland themed party and people went all out from the pictures I saw. It looked awesome. Why did you dress up as a flight attendant?
I was not a flight attendant. I just found a light blue dress that I thought was the color of Alice's dress because I didn't have anything else.
Uh-huh.
So I just tried to have an outfit inspired by Alice.
How long have you known that this mad tea party was coming up? Because I feel like
I knew for a while, but
I wasn't
sure what to. I just didn't know what to wear at first, and I didn't know how all out people were going to go. But now that I know.
And then were people asking you, like, for peanuts or a drink because it looked like you were working a flight?
They weren't.
Okay, just checking.
It was still super fun, though. And thank you to everybody, all the JV Show listeners that were there and that stopped to say hi. Amy and Marlo, the Wonder Dog, were there.
Nice.
No way.
Yes. Shout out to Nikki, Rose, Ashley, Rafael, and Sam and Juan. You guys, Sam came up to me and he had the sweetest words to say to me. And I almost was going to cry in front of him in my flight attendant outfit.
Yeah. Well,
share them with us.
Yeah, enlighten us.
Well, he says he loves the show, but in particular, he said he loved me and that warmed my heart. He said he just loved the way I was. And I was like, wait, what? You listen and you like me? It was so sweet.
Grammy, you also had an outing.
Yeah, I helped host the grand opening for the new flagship AT&T store in Union Square. And it was very, very cool. Brought a lot of Chug Mugs to give away. And we gave away, I think, all of them. Which was, wow. I was like, whoa, I think we brought too many. You guys, people just show up and get their Chug. Yeah, but people did. They came and got the Chug Mugs. And I would like to shout out some people as well.
Let's
although
do it.
I didn't do as good of a job as writing everybody's name down, remembering everybody. But I did meet some very well-known JV show listeners, long-time talkbackers. I met Tiffany from Clayton.
Tiffany? Did she take you her meatloaf?
She said she almost did. She brought me some other gifts, but she thought about baking me a meatloaf, but she didn't have quite enough time to prepare one. And I said, thank you, because I'm not sure if I would eat it or not. And she brought her friend Brandy that she introduced us to on talkback last week. Vaughn and Lydia stopped by. I met Big John, you guys.
Oh, no, yeah, he did say he was going to go.
Big John showed up, and you know what? Big John is big. And I'm not talking about, you know, when he walked in, he said, you probably thought I was going to be really fat, like a really big guy. And I was like, I didn't know what to say, but a lot of times you got to live up to your nickname, Big John. Big John's like 6'4". He's a lot taller than me.
Whoa.
Might have to post a picture of he and I later because I stood on my tippy toes and he still got me. He's a tall guy. Isaiah was there. James and Rashawn stopped by. Our buddy Sal came by and then the list went on and on. Thank you to everybody that came out. And it was a lot of fun meeting everybody and glad a lot of people got their Chug Mugs.
That's like a Chug Mug cheat code. Just meet one of us at one of these events that we do and you'll get you a Chug Mug without having to guess the bleeped out word at 7:05 every morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Priscilla from San Lorenzo. So, happy Monday. Graham, would you scratch that? Was the barcode scratched? Because some people are lazy and don't want to finish it. Just scratch the barcode. You can scan it and see if you're a winner right then and there. You don't have to finish scratching the whole thing. Just a thought. Was the barcode? If not, go check it.
Okay, the barcodes, if you're just joining us, I was wondering this morning when I came in, there were two half-scratched scratchers on top of our coffee machine. I was like, who just leaves two half-scratched scratchers just sitting there? And no, the barcode was not yet scratched. I'm a seasoned scratchers veteran. I know. Mm-hmm. I know all about the scratchers, and I checked. And these weren't the little cheap scratchers either. These were the $20 ones.
Did you go back and take them?
I went back to go see if I could take them just now, and they were gone. Somebody must have come back and been like, yeah, I left my half-scratched scratchers, two of them. Who starts a scratcher halfway through and doesn't finish it? And two of them. I'm confused.
Missed your chance. Dang it, Graham. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, Michael did, in fact, beat it. Jackson joke. The new Michael Jackson biopic is at number one at the box office. It made $97 million. The best start of all time for a biopic and the second biggest debut of the year behind the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which is at number two for the weekend. Then at number three, we have Project Hail Mary.
Turns out people just wanted a feel-good dance-along with Michael movie and not one that tells the truth. All right, after a slow start to the season, the San Francisco Giants quietly building some nice momentum after taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers last week. Giants did the same to the visiting Miami Marlins over the weekend. They capped it with a 6-3 win yesterday. With that win, they've now won 7 of their last 10 games. Team's still under 500. They have a 13-15 overall record, but they are heading in the right direction. Now hit the road, take on the Phillies. That series begins tomorrow.
Low clouds and patchy fog on this Monday morning. There is a slight chance of drizzle, but skies will brighten up later in the day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 60s, and things are going to warm up later in the week, you guys. We will have some days in the 70s.
Nice. I had some sprinkles on my windshield on the drive-in this morning. I was like, no rain. Stay away. Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Someone could be catching serious feelings for you, so expect some charged energy in your interactions. Your natural charm might be working overtime today, making connections feel effortless and magnetic. Stay open to unexpected chemistry. The universe could be setting something sweet in motion.
Yes, I love that for you.
Yeah.
All right, next, what would you do if your neighbors are doing this thing super loud that you can hear it from, like, inside your place? Graham is going to tell us what that is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All this week. More Giants tickets, you guys. Mm-hmm. Leave your talk bags now. Jess, when is the game?
It's on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's a Tuesday, and they're going to be wearing their really cool City Connect jerseys.
So, love those.
Yeah, you have the chance to win 4 tickets if you leave us a talk back right now.
Yes, so we'll be picking the winner for that on Friday. All right, Graham, what do you have?
I want to ask you ladies what you would do in this situation. According to police reports, a 61-year-old man in Germany, he went to his neighbor's apartment, insulted him, and then slapped him across the face. All because he was so annoyed with all the noise coming from that apartment. Apparently, that neighbor had been cooking some schnitzel, and this guy just couldn't take listening to it anymore. You know, in Germany, they're big into making schnitzel. You guys ever had some before?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Not really.
Wiener schnitzel?
Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, yes. Same word there, but no. Schnitzel is it's meat. It's pounded really thin and tenderized, and so you really have to hammer it to get it nice and thin, and then it's bread and the bread and fried up. Okay. I don't know what they do to prepare.
So where does
it
wiener
that.
Schnitzel come from? Because they're not like pounding those wieners.
I'm not sure. That's a great question.
Flat.
Yeah, if one of your neighbors, because this guy again couldn't take this on, if one of your neighbors was pounding his meat super loud, would you go tell them to keep it down? I mean, I know you wouldn't assault them like this guy did, and that's what got the police involved. But let's just say you're hearing this at all hours. Some guy's just pounding his meat. Would you go knock on the door and be like, dude, cut it out?
I couldn't.
So you just sit there and listen to the pounding all night?
I would, yeah. But I know my husband, if it was loud enough and like he was getting annoyed, he would go say something.
I couldn't, but I'd pound back.
Whoa, you start pounding your own meat.
I'd like pound on the wall or do something so that they know I'm annoyed without me having to confront them.
But if they don't even hear your pounds because they're too busy pounding, in their own space.
Right. I just feel like I couldn't confront anyone because then for the rest of the time that I live there, there's a target on my
back. They're going to hate you. It's going to be awkward. Graham, would you say something?
See, I don't know if I could go to the door and do it. It would have to be really, really bad. Like, it would have to be just the loudest pounding you ever heard and just not, and at all hours, and maybe I would go to the door. I think I'm taking the more passive-aggressive approach, which is, yes, like Jess said, you're pounding on your own wall or whatever and making some to let them know. But again, they know what wall that's coming from. They know it's from you, but like, yeah. I'm taking the, you know, broomstick or whatever and hitting the ceiling with it or whatever. I'm acknowledging, hey, shut up, but I don't think I can go to the door.
Yeah, I feel like whenever they finally stop pounding their meat, you got to start pounding yours. That way they definitely hear it and they can really grasp how annoying it is.
Maybe they like listening to that sound because they're so into schnitzel.
Maybe they do.
You know, Germans, they love their schnitzel, wiener or regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still very confused by the wiener. Part of it.
We'll have to get to the JV Show research department and figure out why it's called a wiener schnitzel.
Can you find that out, Jess?
Because schnitzel is something different.
Right. Yeah. Completely different. All right, next on the JV Show, Graham, you have information on the chances of being audited by the IRS.
This is a little scary, everybody.
Now that AI might be getting involved. Listen to this, guys. It's coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Jess. I'm driving to work and it's pouring in Fremont. Yeah, what happened to only drizzles? Anyways, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Any response to that? She's driving through Fremont. She's already
wet from my butt. Sounds like some hard drizzle today.
But still drizzling. That's what you're sticking
still
to.
Drizzling, yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying what she's seeing is not actually what she's seeing with her eyes. She says it's pouring. You're saying that's hard drizzle. It's like when the president over the weekend said, I didn't fall down, but we have a video of him falling down. And he's like, I didn't fall down. But clearly we have a video of him falling down. And there's I, and she's driving along Fremont. And she's like,
story.
It's pouring. Yeah. And Jess is saying, that's just hard drizzle.
You know, from the studio here, obviously, I know what's going on out there.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah. Don't trust what you see with
our
your eyes.
Our studio with no windows, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
He totally fell down.
By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
On standby, we do have tickets
for Romeo Santos and Prince Royce.
Nice. Yes, but right now, Graham.
All right, hopefully you've already gotten your tax refund and everything went smoothly and you weren't flagged by the IRS for an audit. That's the case for the vast majority of people because they say over the past few years, less than 1% of filers end up getting audited by the IRS. Well, AI just said, hold my beer. And that might all be about to change. There's been some big budget cuts at the IRS over recent years and probably some more on the way. And while human power is at an all-time low, that's where AI is going to come in. The CEO I didn't know the IRS had a CEO, but they do. And he said that they are going to heavily expand the use of AI and advanced analytics to identify high-risk areas of noncompliance and fraud with greater accuracy. Translation, they're going to start having AI look at all the tax returns because they don't have, there's never been enough manpower again to look and really pour through the details of every single tax return. Look, they obviously use elements of technology already. And if the numbers just don't add up just at very face value, of course, that's going to get flagged.
Right.
And then a human is going to look at that. But now with the power of AI, AI is really going to be able to pour through the minutia of every little detail of every tax return in just a matter of seconds. And they're going to be able to look at every return. And they say their goal is to improve collections beyond historical norms. Translation, we want to catch everybody that's been cheating on their taxes and start collecting on all the money that is owed.
What if it is like an actual typo? It's a mistake. Are you going to be like penalized for that?
Well,
or you just fix it and then move on with your day.
You may not have a penalty, but yeah, you may have to fix it. Translation, you owe more money than you paid. And so, yes, fix it by paying us the money that you owe. And look, there are mistakes that are made. Taxes can be complicated. Mm-hmm. There are mistakes all the way. But I guess on the flip side, you could say, well, isn't AI going to start preparing everybody's taxes for us? I mean, I think it will begin being used on both sides because why do I need a human CPA when ChatGPT can do my taxes for me?
AI sometimes makes mistakes. So what if it makes a mistake in your favor? And then all of a sudden they're like, actually, you deserve some more money.
Then you take it. If the IRS ever gives you extra money, you take it. Don't bring it up to them.
But then a different AI would, you know, fact check that one. Then you have to pay it all back.
Right. And then I'm going to send my AI to argue with that AI. I'd be like, no, that you did that, and then I get that. My client gets this much, and we'll just let them fight it out.
I'm tired of AI.
But this is one of those things that I had not yet thought of, because we've talked about AI applications and all sorts of other things where, yeah, it's largely putting humans out of work. But this is one of those ones where it's really just going to help the government collect more money from us. And so the rate of audits may obviously increase over the next few years. So this is your warning.
If I was a scammer, I would be worried.
Do you personally get worried, Selena? Because you're a guy, I think he maybe bends the truth slightly on your returns. Do you worry about that at all?
No.
That ship has sailed, so to speak. You won't be able to do that going forward?
No. I don't think he really bends the truth that much.
You don't use your home office 95% of the time.
I also don't really know what he does. I just kind of give it to him, and I was like, do your thing, and just get me, you know, the most I can get. And he's like, okay, got you. And then he just does it.
Yeah. See? Yeah. The old wink, wink, give me the most that you can.
Yeah.
May not fly anymore. Hopefully, just everybody celebrate. This may have been your last year.
It's also like nothing major. Like, you know, there's people out there that will really, really bend the truth.
There are. But again, if you take all the small errors in taxes, and I'm using air quotes around the word errors, and you compile them all, suddenly that's a massive amount of revenue generated for the United States government. And they love taking your money.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be a lot of influencers that get caught up with this, because I don't know if you guys see influencers sometimes gifting each other like cars because the tax, you know, tax season is coming to an end, or the year is coming to an end. So they need a tax write-off. So they'll literally buy cars for their friends.
What the hell?
As a tax write-off, because they're including it in their content and it's part of their work. So,
yeah, AI is going to crack down on that one.
Dang it, I wish I had an influencer friend.
I know.
Dang, gift me a car.
You are the influencer friend.
Yeah. I'm not buying anybody a car. Hell no.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kim K, Kris Jenner, and Ray J are going to arbitration, you guys. So you know how they've been going back and forth about this settlement that barred everyone from talking about the sex tape? Like, they had agreed, like, no one is to talk about this. If you don't know, Ray is suing Kim and Kris for violating that agreement and talking about the tape on their Hulu show. So the judge just agreed that there was indeed a contract that they all signed, but that a fight like this belongs in private arbitration, not public court. So we thought for a second we were going to find out if Chris was really behind the tape and what right. their, you know, what the agreement was and who did this and who paid for that and who did that. Yeah, it's all going to be handled privately. So we
Why?
Will not be finding out anything.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess it does make sense.
That's what the judge says.
No, private arbitration means like you guys go work this out on your own. Somebody owes somebody some money. You guys come to some monetary terms. Like, but this is the lawsuit. He's suing because they violated the terms of a legal binding agreement. This belongs in the courts.
Yeah, but I guess the judge thought it was personal enough that you guys handle it privately. Mm-hmm. Now,
Kris Jenner paid somebody.
Probably. To be clear, the defamation case that Kim and Chris filed against Ray J, that is being handled separately. That's still going to be in regular court.
No, that should go private too,
yeah,
then.
I don't care about that. I want to know about the tape.
Right. Kris Jenner knows the judge for sure.
Probably.
Paid somebody.
We have a few Summer House related things. That's your show, Graham. First and foremost, remember when Amanda and Wes put out that joint statement confirming they're now in a relationship after ditching their previous partners who were also on the show? Amanda revealed that ChatGPT wrote that statement for them. And then she just posted it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, people, use your own brains. Stop handing everything off to AI.
I don't think anyone can anymore.
They can't.
They can't. People don't know how. Also on Friday, we talked about the reunion taping and how some of the audio had leaked and Bravo execs were pissed. Mm-hmm. We played a snippet of it here on the JV show, and it was basically everyone just going in on Amanda and Wes. Well, Bravo says they found the person who leaked that audio. It wasn't anyone from the cast. This was a production crew member, but that person was immediately fired. Because they felt so betrayed.
Right.
And then one more thing here. I thought this was kind of cute. You know, Sierra from Summer House. Mm-hmm. She's the one who's, you know, her best friend and her ex-man. They're now dating. So she's been betrayed by everybody. She's teamed up with Ariana Madix from Vandy Rules.
Oh, how convenient.
Kind of like the same thing happened to her. And they are starring in a Sonic ad together. It's all over social media.
Dude, it worked for Ariana because she got cheated on by Tom Sandoval. And next thing you know, she had
more hosting gigs, more book deals,
more hosting deals. She was performing in Broadway shows, like
Dancing with the Stars, Love
Dancing
Island.
With the Stars. The amount, yeah, there you go. The amount That's of money right. she made off the Tom Sandoval thing. So, Sierra, get your bag, queen. Get your bag. Although, like, I mean, she is like the victim in this, but they weren't together. You know what I mean? So it's not like she was getting cheated on, but this, you know, so it was like her ex, this guy West, and they were on this season, if you were watching, which I am, they're sort of dancing around rekindling things, but she's mostly ice cold to him. Like, no, I can't even like be your friend. Like, so it was kind of done between them.
Yeah, but it's still like the betrayal from your friend.
But then there is the girl code that then her best friend goes, and,
and that hurts more sometimes.
I get it, but like the Ariana thing was.
She was being cheated on.
A different level of. Yeah, Tom Sandoval was. Right. Like, that to me is like a whole different level.
Right. No, I agree. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Jason Nichols. He was the guy seen in that viral Ring doorbell camera video in Fairfield. We talked about this a bunch. He was demanding to be let into the house so he could check on their daughter or who knows why he was trying to get in. The homeowner pleaded with him to go away through that doorbell camera because his pregnant wife and child were in the house. He wasn't at the time. And this guy, Jason, just got more and more aggressive and violent at the door. He identified himself as Harry Dresden or something, some fictional wizard. I don't know. I don't know if this guy was experiencing some sort of mental health thing or not. But he just gets more and more violent at the door, and that video, again, went viral everywhere. He eventually got into the house through a different door, and the homeowner returned, got into a physical altercation with him with a shovel before police arrived, arrested Nichols. Well, he was scheduled to have another court appearance this past Thursday. I haven't seen any updates yet on what happened at that one, but let's get you caught up on where this case stands right now. Nichols was charged with multiple felonies, including first-degree burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, criminal threats, vandalism, and annoying or molesting a child. That charge may stem from another incident in that same neighborhood. It sounds like this guy Jason's house backed up to this house that he was trying to get into, and it sounds like there was another incident involving a child in that neighborhood, and I think that charge has been added to this. His bail was initially set at $35,000, but the judge recently raised that to $250,000. He has pleaded not guilty to all the charges, so we'll continue to monitor what happened to this thing in this case because it was so strange.
It was like the creepiest video
and bizarre
I'd ever seen.
Scary. Very.
Anyway.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that update, Grammy. Coming up next, we have your chance to win a Chug Mug. All inside our What the Bleep game coming up here in just a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Want to remind you, coming up at 7:35, we have your sold out E40 tickets. Woo! He's performing at Great Resort and Casino. A lot of good shows coming up there, by the way. So that's going to be inside our Yep Nope game right now, though. Let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
They handed me a little cup with a lid and said, go fill it up. I thought they'd give me a little assistance, but I guess this was the kind of place where you just yourself.
Ew. Gross. You wanted them to, like, hold you
It'd
or
be
something?
Easier that way, right?
It's, I guess.
At least in my mind, it would be. All right, think about what that, and I've had to do this a few times. different story. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, people. Family show. So keep those guesses PG. Please leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. That is your spot right there. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. First correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show Chug Mug.
Yep.
All the other correct answers after that, you just get a shout out.
Aww,
which is cool.
Dang it. But it's no Chug Mug. Chug Mug. Yeah. So get those guesses in now. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Let's get back to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right is today's winner. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
They handed me a little cup with a lid and said, go fill it up. I thought they'd give me a little assistance, but I guess this was the kind of place where you just yourself.
Ew.
Yeah. I was like, can I have a magazine or something at least?
In front of everyone?
No, they give you a room.
Oh, okay, so. Okay.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Again?
Yeah. This is a family show.
Oh, right. Yeah, never mind. Take that part out.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea calling from the Bay Bridge. My guess for the bleeped out word is cream. Like putting cream in your coffee. All right, y'all have a good morning.
Yeah, yes.
Great guess. Yeah,
I was worried there for a second.
Yeah,
but okay.
Cream in your cup.
Yes.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Angelica from Oakland, and my guess for today's bleeped out word is help yourself. Thank you. Have a good day.
It's a great guess.
Very popular guess this morning. That's a good one, but not it.
Hi, JV Show. It's Jessica from Fremont. Is that bleeped out word serve? Like you have to serve yourself your own ice cream or however. Okay, bye.
Another great guest. Serve
that
yourself.
Is the most popular.
You just
guess,
got served
this morning. A lot of people guessing serve. Very good. I love the guess, uh-huh. But nope.
Not the right one. Hey, if you have a different guess, you want to get that in right now on the iHeartRadio app's Talkback Mic, because we're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Graham, did you have a good weekend?
I had a weekend that was okay.
Okay. Jess, did you have a good weekend?
Yes. It was gloomy, but it was nice.
All right. Selena, did you have a good weekend? Yeah, I did.
Oh,
thanks
yes,
for
Selena,
asking, guys.
Nobody cares.
All right. Back to What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is the person who's winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
They handed me a little cup with a lid and said, go fill it up. I thought they'd give me a little assistance, but I guess this was the kind of place where you just yourself.
All right. Now to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. This is Trisha from San Jose. My guess is assist. Thanks. Bye.
Assist yourself. Good guess.
Makes sense. Yeah. Good guess. Mm-hmm. Not the right one.
Nope. Good morning, JV Show. This is Hannah from San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is do it yourself.
like DIY. That's kind of three words, but DIY. Have a nice Monday.
So, was the guest DIY?
DIY.
So it'd be like
do it yourself,
kind of place
yourself.
Where you do it yourself yourself.
Yeah, be double yourself.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Elaine from Hayward, and I think the missing phrase is pick. Like, go pick yourself. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Go pick yourself.
Yeah. Great guess.
Uh-huh. But not it.
Good morning. Simone from Clear Lake. I think the bleeped out word is poor.
There it
That's
is.
The word.
All right, guys. Listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
They handed me a little cup with a lid and said, go fill it up. I thought they'd give me a little assistance, but I guess this was the kind of place where you just pour yourself.
Pour it yourself.
I don't like that. Even if the coffee's in that thing over there, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm at the coffee shop. I want to pipe and hot that thing. I want to hear some beans grinding and stuff. Like, you're making me that cup of coffee. When you just hand me the thing and I got to go over and then I pump the stupid thing myself, I'm like, what?
Yeah. It doesn't even taste the same.
Why did I come here? You know what I mean? Like, I could have done this at home. Anyways. All right. Let's give some shout outs. First, Simone in Clear Lake.
Simone!
Coming with the first correct answer. You know, normally people in Clear Lake, they're a little slow. And
wow.
I'm kidding. Clear Lakeians, just a little Clear Lake joke. JV Show, number one in Clear Lake, by the way. And Simone, woo! Thank you so much for listening and playing along with our game up there. She's got a brand new JV Show Chug Bug coming our way. Do we ship things all the way to Clear Lake?
Yeah, we ship everywhere.
Yep.
Hire like worldwide. A horse-drawn carriage or something. Okay. That's awesome. Bunch of other people. I'm kidding, Clear Lakeians. All right, bunch of other people gave the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Armando in Concord had it. What's up, Armando? Happy Monday. Riley and Hayward came with the correct answer. So did Jason and Vallejo. Payman in San Jose. The Cookies in San Francisco. What's up, Cookies? Have a great week. Elaine in Hayward. You heard her voice a second ago. She came back with another guess and got it correct, as did Christina in San Francisco. Came back with a second guess and then got it correct. That's how it's done.
Yep.
Getting the correct answer.
Love it.
You got to get it first to get it correct.
Yeah. Be quicker.
Yeah, be quicker.
Mm-hmm. The good news is we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We can try again and again. Same time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And, bro, the winning we have for you next.
Uh-huh.
We've been telling you about all the amazing shows coming up at Graton Resort and Casino. One show in particular people were really looking forward to, but it sold out.
And just really quick. I forgot to shout out Julie from Bay Point. She also had the correct answer this morning.
Julie.
She squeaked it in there right at the end. I just didn't want to let that go because people slide to my DMs like, hey, I got it right, but you didn't shout me out, jerk. And I'm like, I try.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phone. Good morning, Lainey and friends.
Yes. And mama and brothers.
Lainey and mom and brothers. There we
and
go.
Others.
Thank you. Brothers and others. Uh-huh. Thank you for the correction. Well, good morning, guys. How was the weekend?
Good morning. It was good.
Nice. Well, hopefully we can get you hooked up with these sold-out E40 tickets. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you are checking out E40 live, okay?
Oh, my God. This is really happening.
It's all happening. Don't screw it up.
Here we go. Question number one. What is the name of the cartoon hunter that hunts Bugs Bunny?
Oh, my God. It's the guy with the big hat.
Yeah, he's always looking.
Giant hat.
He's looking for that Wascally Wabbit.
Deputy something?
Take a guess.
No, I don't know. Do they know this one?
Take a guess.
No. Deputy Dan.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, old Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, yeah.
I like Deputy Dan better.
Yeah.
He sounds a lot scarier. All right, question number two. You guys got to get the next three correct. You got this. Question number two. What gas element is created as a byproduct of photosynthesis in plants?
My goodness. Air or...
You know this.
Light? Lainey? Carbon dioxide?
Nope. No! Carbon dioxide is what plants take in, and during photosynthesis, they put out oxygen.
I feel like you said air, like it was right there.
I did say air!
Air is not the correct answer.
Close enough.
Oxygen is the correct answer there. That's, thank you, plants, for giving us something to breathe. Oxygen.
Air, right.
Oxygen.
Air.
I tried, Leany. Here we go. Question number three. Finish the title of the classic John Steinbeck novel of Mice and Blank.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, we're on the board. We are on the board. Let's finish strong with question number four. Tim Duncan was a five-time NBA champion that played his entire 19-season career with what team?
Oh, goodness.
Tim Duncan, come on.
No, it's not the Lakers. What are the dunks, Leany?
Tim Duncan. They called him. They called him the Big Fundamental because he played fundamentally sound basketball, but it was really boring to watch.
I'm gonna have to take a guess. Chicago Bulls.
Nope. He played his entire career with the San Antonio Spurs. Tim Duncan.
A little hard.
Spurs.
Oh no! You got one right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about. Ooh. Oh dang it! I'm so sorry, guys. You did not win the JV shows. You have no
son of a deputy Dan.
Gosh, dang it!
Dang it!
Don't
can
hang.
We give a shout out.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We want to give a shout out to Robert Semple Elementary School in Benicia, and also Benicia Middle School in Benicia.
Nice. Go Cougars and go Goldfish. Who gives a fuck?
Hey, guys, thanks so much for being on this morning. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick.
We love listening to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good one. Really quick, did you guys see this video of Sydney Sweeney on Scooter Braun's shoulders at Stagecoach?
No.
It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. People are very... Am I the only one that's not as annoyed by her? People are hating on her so hard because... She's the only person who is on somebody's shoulders there. And so she's probably blocking like people's view.
And nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that.
Some people might enjoy that view.
Oh.
True. They're also saying that she's looking around, like looking for someone to record her. Like who's recording me? Because she like for a second looks at the camera and then she like looks back. Like she wants to be seen. She wants the attention. And people are like, wow, she's taking her Euphoria character way too seriously. I haven't seen that much Euphoria. Is that what it gives, Jess?
Oh, it does give that. Well, it's because in Euphoria, she does want the attention. She wants to do basically anything that she possibly can. That's why she joins OnlyFans. Because she wants to be seen.
Yeah.
I guess it seems like in the video for Stagecoach, she is having a little bit more fun with it. But I don't think people, especially at festivals, you don't want to be that person that everybody's annoyed by because you're on somebody's shoulders. So that doing that is maybe a little too much because you see a lot of celebrities in the crowd just chill. Minding their own business.
Wanting to be more low-key because they're so famous.
Mm-hmm. Not wanting to be like, wow!
But she probably has the same problem that we do where you can't see anything.
True. Yeah.
You know? So the other thing I wanted to ask, is Stagecoach at the same grounds as Coachella?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
But we talked about how all those people were just going on the ground during the Bieber set or leading up to.
Yeah.
And that was just last weekend?
Yep.
Yeah. So
they've raked up all the number twos.
Did they?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's more from Stagecoach.
Yeah, now there's a whole new batch.
That's disgusting. All right. If you want to see that video of Sydney, by the way, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A bunch of people in my DMs. First one here. Hi, Graham. Can you give a birthday shout out to my big 6-year-old son? Happy birthday, Quinn. Woo! We hope you have a terrific 6th birthday today. I love the name, by the way. Can't wait to celebrate today after school. You get your very own.
Who gives a fart?
We love you. That's from a mommy. Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And Colette. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
Hi, Graham. We start our mornings with you and the JV Show crew every single day on the way to school. Hoping you give our daughter, Madison, a shout out for her 11th birthday. Lots of love from her mama and papa. Yes, happy birthday, Madison.
Who gives a fart?
Sliding into your DMs, Graham, for a last minute birthday shout out on our way to Disneyland. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Please wish my daughter, Cameron, a happy 8th birthday. We love you so much and are so proud of you. Can't wait to celebrate you in Disneyland. Love mom, dad, Cater and Rip. Yes. Happy birthday, Woo! Cameron.
Happy
enjoy
birthday.
The happiest place on earth.
Who gives a fart?
We are all very jealous. And one final one here. Good morning, Graham. Could you please send a birthday shout out to my youngest son, Martin? It was his birthday yesterday. Turned 8 years old. He's the funniest, most energetic little boy that keeps our family on our toes. We love you, Martin. We're so proud of all the hard work you're putting into learning at school, at church, and at baseball. Keep trying your best to be your best. We love you, Martin. That is from mommy.
I'm a mommy.
A poppy, Luzito, Camila, and Gracie. Yes. Happy birthday, Martin. I hope you had a great
day
yesterday. Keep this in mind about your belated birthday shout out, though.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
We were just talking about Sydney Sweeney. There's a video of her sitting up on Scooter Braun's shoulders at Stagecoach this past weekend. If you want to see that video, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story.
Hey, JV Show, it's Andy from Iowa. Watching that Sydney Sweeney video, I just keep watching Scooter Braun's face. It's like, when is she going to be done? Because I'm tired of her on my shoulders. Not because she's heavy, just because I can't hold her for very long.
Yeah, some people pointed out he looks like he is struggling. And she's
definitely
like,
straight.
And yeah. She's dancing, so she's like wiggling around, and he's just trying to like keep up.
That makes it harder to hold somebody up on your shoulders when they're moving from side to side and bouncing all over the place. Yeah.
That is JV Morning Show on our Insta story.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson have officially split up, you guys.
Oh, no.
This one hurt. I know. Everyone has probably seen by now the Instagram story post that Megan put up on Saturday. In it, explosive cheating allegations. Why are you smiling, Graham? Why are you so happy?
I don't know. The whole thing is just... I'm just thinking about our prediction journal and what we thought for
that,
this couple.
That in a second. First, listen to this. Megan wrote, cheating. Had me around your whole family playing house. Got cold feet. Holding you down through all your horrible mood swings and treatment towards me during your basketball season. Now you don't know if you can be monogamous. I need a real break after this one. Bye, y'all.
Ouch.
And in case that wasn't clear enough, she also issued a statement through her rep. She said, I've made the decision to end my relationship with Klay. Trust, fidelity, and respect are non-negotiables for me in a relationship. And when those values are compromised, there's no real path forward.
Yikes,
man. Klay Thompson really shot himself in the foot on this one.
Wow. Too soon, Graham.
But athletes do sound
I've been waiting all weekend for that one. Oh, man.
Athletes do sound like they can be a little bit of, like, divas. So I believe, like, the mood swings part, I believe that he probably was hard to deal with during the season. And yeah.
Graham, you're still cracking up over that horrible joke.
It was good.
It was too soon.
No, it's not too soon. It was perfect. Yeah, I mean, look, that when I saw that statement, I was like, this matches with Klay. We've known he's a moody guy. And he's been, ever since his heyday with the Warriors, like, he just has not found himself in the NBA. And, like, leaving the Warriors, I think, really kind of crippled part of his identity. And then he's just struggled on the court there. And to, you know, a guy that we thought we would see play here forever, the Splash Brothers and stuff. And then to see his career just sort of fall off a cliff like this.
So, like, as a fan of them, as a couple, like, it's just so devastating.
Because how are you going to bring her around your family and, like, she said, playing house?
Yeah, she was, like, cooking them Thanksgiving dinner and, like, all these meals and, like, parents loved her.
She had said something about, like, ooh, can't wait till she gets engaged one day. Hint, hint at him. And now this?
God, he really shot himself in the foot on this one.
Oh, my God. Do you have the prediction journal, Jess?
I do have it open right now.
Oh, God.
Back in February, we asked, will Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson make it through 2026?
What year is it currently?
2026.
Okay. But, so, Chidi was in the studio that day. Her and I, we said no. And you both said yes.
Man,
they seemed so solid. They seemed so solid.
They did.
Now, so we know that Klay was cheating on her. Megan didn't give any specifics, obviously, but you know the internet is quick with the speculations.
Right.
Okay.
I think the most prominent theory out there was that Klay cheated on her with WNBA star Lexi Brown. I think she plays for Seattle. There's some posts that have gone viral claiming Lexi posted messages between her and Klay to her close friends, not publicly, just, you know, a select few or whatever could see these.
Uh-huh.
But in these messages, messages, again, I have not seen these. This is just what I'm reading. Clay was telling Lexi that his relationship with Megan was just for social media. And also both Clay and Lexi supposedly recently followed each other as well, even though they don't anymore. Again, that's just what's being said online. Lexi herself did comment on this, and she, of course, denied any involvement in their breakup.
Very interesting.
I think zero hope left for athletes at this point.
Oh, I didn't in the beginning. I mean, they're known cheaters.
Yeah, but Klay Thompson, despite like what we were saying about him being probably very moody behind the scenes, whatever, he didn't seem like that type.
I thought he
seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, I always thought like nice, wholesome guy. And that's why I was so happy when he and Megan got together. Because he was like, you know, Steph's right-hand man. So I'm like, anyone who's that close to Steph, like, you're a good guy too.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any chance he was going to shoot himself in the... Never mind.
Oh, my God.
I won't make the joke again. I think... It was good, though.
What... Most of what's being said now is people just feel so bad for Megan because she cannot catch a break. Any relationship she's in, like, if she's not getting shot at, she is getting cheated on.
That is horrible.
I know. Did you see the video of her... don't forget, she can't just sit at home and like just be sad like the rest of us. She's still got to go to work. She's on Broadway performing in Moulin Rouge. Yes, she wraps up the performance Saturday night. Everyone's like cheering her. This is hours after she puts out this statement. People start cheering for her at the end, and she just like breaks down crying on stage.
Ooh.
Poor thing.
By the way, I think there was a cheating allegation with Clay back in 2014. I had seen something about this on social media, and on Google, it says, early in his career, like, he had a girlfriend who accused him of cheating publicly. It was, like, a public breakup, apparently. So, this is not his first time.
All right.
Interesting, though.
Clay.
I'm so sad for them. Grammy, what do you have?
31-year-old Cole Allen of Torrance, California, set to appear and be arraigned in federal court in D.C. sometime today. He's the suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting on Saturday night. Allen is for sure going to be facing two charges: using a firearm during a crime of violence and assault on a federal officer with a dangerous weapon. A Secret Service agent we know was struck by gunfire in their bulletproof vest. Luckily, they're doing fine. Allen may face additional charges related to an attempted assassination of the president or other figures in the administration, because his manifesto seemed to clearly lay out that that was his goal in the attack. It's being reported that he is not cooperating with authorities at this time, so we're going to have to wait until his arraignment where we're going to learn more about the case. That
crazy
should happen
stuff
sometime today.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Michael, you know, the Michael Jackson biopic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one movie in the country right now. It made $97 million at the box office over the weekend. And that is just here domestically. It did, you know, massive numbers worldwide. Have you been seeing the videos of people dancing in the theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Would that annoy you, or is that like, is that acceptable? Like, it's, I mean, it's Michael Jackson, obviously a lot of music in the movie, a lot of dancing, you know, him on the big screen. I mean, we talked about concert movies before. This isn't a concert film though,
right?
It's a film. How do you feel about people getting up? And I don't mean like dancing in their seat. They are going down to the little area in front of the screen, and they are pulling out all their Michael Jackson dance moves. And sometimes during the movie.
Yeah, during the movie.
And I've seen videos where it wasn't even just a singular person. It was like flash mob. Like, like 15 people down there dancing along.
I'm not here for it.
I'm out. If you're dancing in front of my seat and I can't see the screen, I'm pissed.
They're not blocking anything.
No, some of the videos I have seen, they are. Everyone's standing up in the theater arm in arm and dancing around and stuff. And yeah, there are people behind them that are probably like, oh my God, I can't see.
Yeah, that would bother me. It would just really annoy me. Just sit down, get out of my way. You didn't need to come here for that. You can do that in your own time.
Yeah, and even if they are down on the little, like, you know, area down by the screen, not blocking anyone's view, I still don't need you dancing around. You're not Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Your move's not that good. Like, to be honest with you, I don't need that. Yeah, go dance around your house. Go put on your old favorite Michael Jackson CD or whatever.
Yeah.
And go play that at your house.
Why bring that here?
I get people are excited about it.
Jess is showing me videos. People are doing it, like, not in the theater where the screening is going on, but like even outside, you know, by the box office.
Like a full-on flash mob. JV Morning Show, by the way, if you want to see that on our story. But this, see, outside, like if you're by the concessions, sure, why not? Do whatever you want, right? But if it's disturbing, like if I can't concentrate on the movie because you're over there moonwalking,
it would just completely ruin things for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's unnecessary.
Very unnecessary. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
I'm still so conflicted about this movie. It exceeded expectations at the box office because the reviews, like, you know, actual reviews of the movie, not that good. But the audience reaction has been very big because, obviously, look at the box office numbers and people are showing up. It's just one of those things that's always like a weird...
That happens a lot with movies. Like, critics will give it one score or rating on Rotten Tomatoes and say these things, and the audience goes out to see it once it comes out, and, like, completely opposite.
Yeah, I mean, and look, people are going to this movie because of the, you know, a lot of it for them is the...
Nostalgia alert.
But just in this world where we are so hell-bent on, and we should be, tracking down and persecuting pedophiles, that then we're just like, nah, I'll go dancing around the aisles and celebrate this one. You know what I mean? My mind, that's a little tough. I can't cross that bridge.
Any desire to go see the movie, Graham?
Zero. I'm at a 0.000%, just because I know that this is not a full, accurate representation of his legacy. And you cannot tell the story of Michael Jackson without... telling the awful parts. Right.
I still do want to go see it. I probably will at some point this week. Also, there is a chance we get a sequel with the awful parts, and we'll talk more about that 8:55.
Interesting.
This morning. Graham, what do you want to talk about?
I want to know, would you guys time machine to live in a different era? According to a new poll, and this is of people that are members of Gen Z, they are feeling so pessimistic about the way the future is unfolding that... almost half of Gen Z said that if they were given the option, they'd choose to time machine back and live in the past. Most of those people picked a time period less than 50 years in the past, but in the past, nonetheless, 47% of people age 18 to 29 say they would like to go to the past. Some people picked that they would like to go to the future, and some people picked they really want to go very far into the future. I don't know what those people are smoking, but whatever, they're on their own journey. This, they say, this poll just speaks to Gen Z's overall dissatisfaction with technology and the way things are headed, and they found that 62% of Gen Z respondents said that they expect life is going to be worse for them than compared to previous generations. So
it
very pessimistic outlook on the way things are headed in this world. If you could time machine to live, you can, like, you could pick, you want to live in the present or you could want to live in the past or the future. Would you guys time machine to a different period, and what would you choose?
I don't know if I would. I feel like every era has really, really bad things about it.
So
if I had to pick, probably something in the past, because the future, it just seems so much more grim.
It does.
I don't know if I'd want to go there. So if I had to pick, like, a decade in the past, probably, like, I don't know, like the 70s or some things. I feel like it's, like, free and just fun and cute bell bottoms.
You want to be just out in Golden Gate Park, just the light one up?
Yeah. Just, like, having
putting
fun.
Some,
like,
smoke
no,
in the
no
air.
Worry in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, that big bell bottom fit you got going.
Yep.
Uh-huh. If I time machine back, do I have the knowledge that I have now?
Like, do you mean you want to bring your cat? Is that what you're asking?
No, that means I want to start, like, saving money at 5 years old so I can buy a house now.
But you had that knowledge.
I didn't. No
Everyone's
one told
telling
me.
You save your money.
No
save
one
your
told
money
me to save money at that age. By the way, kids, start saving now.
Please.
But I would go back.
Still
to
won't
the,
be enough.
Yeah, it won't be enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the 80s, like, very colorful, big hair.
I cannot do the 80s.
Workout
oh, my
classes.
God, the style. Oh, absolutely not.
It seems so fun, though.
I would time machine back to a pre-internet world. Done.
Weren't you alive during a pre-internet world?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I think, I feel like the internet, social media, and just watch what AI is going to do.
So,
is
like,
80s,
I need, like, a specific.
Unraveling.
Give me a specific era.
Yeah, I mean, late 80s.
Late 80s. Okay.
I mean, that's not totally pre-internet. The internet was in its infancy and some of those, you know, but not, obviously wasn't widely adopted in every household yet, so.
I can't picture Graham in, like, an 80s, like, style.
Big puffer sleeves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Headband.
Some throwback.
Lots of guy liner.
Some throwback jerseys, some acid wash jeans. Come on.
I'm imagining you with, like, heavy guy liner.
Yeah, sure. Whatever it is. Wasn't a big fan of the music that I hear from that time,
no.
But that's okay. I'll
Maybe
take
like
it.
Mullet vibes? Was that 80s?
I'm with Gen Z on this. I would love to go back to a pre-technology, you know, modern technology, I think is the unraveling of us,
right?
Sadly.
All right. Coming up next on the JV show, we are going to talk to Graham about something that happened with your son at his school.
The old visit to the principal's office happened.
And can we say it was over a school bully?
Yeah.
and how your son handled it. We'll find out all of these details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We were just talking about Michael, the movie.
Good morning. I saw the Michael movie, and I thought it was good. I wouldn't say it was, like, knocked it out of the park. It was weird that Janet Jackson isn't mentioned at all, but I know that was anticipated. They do hint, I think there's some foreshadowing. There is a lot of foreshadowing about Neverland Ranch, but they don't mention anything in this movie, so it does feel like they're leading up to a part two. That's what I believe. Okay, bye.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a real possibility, and we'll talk more about this 8:50 inside today's Hottest Trending. I guess the production company, they're keeping that option open.
Yeah.
They could do a sequel.
Good morning, TV show. This is Emilia from San Jose. I actually went to go watch the Michael Jackson movie with my family this week, on Friday, actually, and it was great. It was really sad and everything, and Graham, I think you should really look up those allegations, because that came up that they were false, and the man had lied when he was a child. And even the guy from Home Alone has spent time with Michael Jackson, and he said that that's never happened. So, yeah.
Okay.
This is we're not going to get into this debate. I don't have time for this, but go ahead, Graham.
There's that narrative on one side, and there's a narrative where there are lots of accusers, and many of whom probably never came forward, but there are some that did, and then they change their story, and everybody points to, oh, see that, look at that, that means it has to be false. It doesn't necessarily. You have to understand that at the time that this was happening, Michael Jackson is the biggest celebrity on the planet, the absolute biggest. That guy stepped out the door, and the level of paparazzi was insane. Mm-hmm. So imagine you are a young man, young boy, and you are going to come forward. Imagine the level of scrutiny. It's hard to describe the level of stardom that Michael Jackson had. And here is somebody saying that this guy is awful, and you have to be brave enough as a young, because what we learned in the Me Too movement and other things is believe people that have the courage to come forward. And we believe, you know, people that are accusing. And at that time, it was tough to imagine. Hey, this is everybody's idol. This is the biggest star on the planet. How could he do something so horrendous? And then let's just say you are courageous enough to come forward with that accusation. And then you realize that the level of just the weight of the world and the hate that's coming down upon you. And look at this. There's a way out. You could get paid and it would all go away and take a settlement. And Michael Jackson, also one of the richest people on the planet at that time. I'm just saying, like, you can't necessarily say that people have recanted what they've said necessarily makes suddenly all the smoke goes away and there was no fire there to begin with. I just, like, let's take this with a grain of salt. This video, this biopic is showing one side of things, and they were not allowed legally to show some of the other side and chose not maybe to admit other parts of it.
Yes.
There's a lot more to this story. But again, I think it's hard for people to understand that, like, maybe the easier path than not have my name dragged through the mud and people sending death threats to my family
would be to take a
hush-hush settlement and move on.
Doesn't mean the person was lying.
Doesn't mean that things didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. All right, I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about why your son, Ford, was sent to the principal's office.
My son, he's in the second grade, and he received his very first trip to the principal's office. Apparently, he punched someone in the arm. And it was a girl. Now, look, he maintains to this day that he stood up quickly and spun around, and that the back of his, wrist area knocked into the arm of this girl. He maintains it was not a targeted punch, but I will believe the accuser in this instance, and I think he may actually have done it. Now, to the backstory, and obviously, a trip to the principal's office for any sort of physical violence, warranted. Bro, you've got to go. Like that, there's just no way around it. And he was terrified to go to the principal's office, and he was nervous about that. But, like, sorry, you have to face the music on this. To give a little bit more context, this girl, and I don't want to, you know, slander her great name, but he had been complaining to me a lot that she was making his time at school miserable. I don't want to go to school because she's doing this and she's getting everybody and she's picking on me and everybody's laughing at me and she'll say something and I turn and then all the girls are laughing at me. And so he was feeling very, very bullied in this situation from somebody that he looked at as a close friend. But then, I don't know, you know, little kids, they can switch alliances very quickly. And so he felt like he was the target of all these jokes and just was, and it just sort of, I think, reached this boiling point. Again, he maintains that it was a stand up and quick turn. I tend to believe that was not the case, but he did have to go to the principal's office. So in essence, it was, he and I have had, since then, many, many, many long talks about this, that regardless of what, happens to you, being bullied or otherwise, it is unacceptable
So it wasn't even the case of, like, she touched him or hit him first and he hit back. It was...
Right.
It was just words on her part, and then he accidentally spun around.
Yeah, and then he stood up too quickly.
And spun around. And his hand hit her
and
arm.
Then there was contact made with her arm. So... he learned a very hard lesson, a very valuable lesson. But I'm like, dude, what? Come on, bro. Like, we have been through this. Like, you can't, under any circumstances, put your hand on anybody like that. So,
do you know the parents of the little girl?
I do.
Did you have to talk with them?
Yes, we did.
Oh, no. How did that go?
I let Kate handle that call.
Oh, my God. I'd be so scared. I feel like, obviously, parents are protective of their kids. Uh-huh. So if I found out somebody hit my child, even accidentally, I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had to... Kate handled the call with the mom. And again, these are they're great people, and we're friends with them. And...
Not anymore. I guess it helps to already be friends with them.
Yeah, but does it, though? Then it's like even more of a, I don't know. It was.
But you had to talk to the dad?
And then I had to.
How did that go? My son hit your daughter.
And then Graham stood up and swung around and hit the dad.
Yeah, inadvertently, of course. I just changed. What I did was I just changed the time that I arrived for pickup after school and just a little, so I didn't have to run into him for a while. But then once I finally did, I was like, bro, sorry about that. Like, that was obviously, and I we made amends.
He was cool about it?
Yeah, well, I think he was pretty upset at the start, as I would be the same way if I found out some little boy hit my daughter. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be pissed. And I would want to hear from the other parents. Like,
that's such a tough thing because, I mean, you're obviously going to point the finger at the other kids and their parents, you know what I mean? But then it just makes things awkward and the tension. And like even if, for example, even if your kid, Ford, is at fault, you shouldn't be putting his hands on anybody. But it's like he was provoked as well.
Right, and I felt for him because I could tell, like, it was, and I, in the weeks leading up to this, I could tell, like, it was really eating at him and bugging him or whatever, but he's still, like, you cannot handle it that way. And so I was like, because I was talking to him before the visit to the principal's office because it didn't happen immediately. It happened, like, 2 days after. And so he's dreading that. And I was like, you just have to own it. There is no way around it. You need to accept responsibility. You need to say sorry to the principal, but, your teacher and obviously the other student, and you have to be able to try to move forward with it, but you have to own it. And he's like, yeah, but I did. I just stood up and I spun around. I'm like, no, you have
to. I love it.
I don't care if the magic spun around arm hitting story.
How do we get the other kid to stop bullying him?
Right. Like,
that's the thing,
I think they were going to do some, kind of counseling with both of them to kind of like make sure that, everything was
going
to be
better going forward.
But I was like, dude, you have to own it.
You know what would work? Sit them down in a room back to back and they can't get up until they're friends again. That's what my aunt did with me and my cousin when we would fight.
Really?
Yeah. She sat us down in the living room and she was like, you guys cannot get up. And
your cousin stabbed you in the back.
It felt like it. And then eventually, obviously, we were stubborn, so we were there for a couple hours, but eventually we were like, fine.
Wouldn't you just be like, okay, we're cool, and then just get up and go?
No, because we were stubborn, and I wanted to win, and he wanted to win, too, and we literally hated each other at one point, but that worked, and then we were besties after that.
Are you guys still friends to this day?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, all right. So, it worked.
Consider it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's MOOD.com to get started.
Hey, JV Show, this is James. I just want to give a birthday shout out to my wife, Cecilia. Thanks for being our rock. I don't know what we would do without you. Hope today's easy and exactly how you like it. Can't wait for you to come home. We love you and happy birthday.
Aw, happy birthday. Yeah. That was so happy sweet.
Happy birthday, Cecilia.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. We're the JV Show. Happy Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Wild 94.9. We were just talking about your son, Ford.
Yeah, he got sent to the principal's office for punching his bully in the arm. Turns out his bully is a girl. And he says he didn't punch her in the arm. It was incidental contact, but I'm not buying that story.
Hey, JV Show, Julie from Valley Springs. I just have to say something about the bully situation, because it sounds like Ford has now been, like, kind of pinned as, like, the bad guy when he was telling you guys for a while that he's being bullied and he finally reacted, and then he's the one who's in trouble. It's not okay. That little girl's a bully. Girls are bullies. My daughter's been bullied, and girls are mean. And something's not okay. He needs to know he wasn't a bad guy.
Girls, any response to that? That girls are the bullies and the mean ones?
Both of them.
They are.
Boys and girls. Kids in general.
Everyone's mean. Yeah, just kids in general are mean. I don't think, you still want your son to know that what he did as well is wrong. You know, he's not completely at fault. He didn't start this.
Right,
you know, he didn't ask to be bullied, but it's how you react to the situation.
Exactly. My main takeaway from the whole thing is you cannot do that.
Right.
And he had brought up to us, you know, numerous times that the way that he was feeling at school, and he didn't want to go to school because of it. And it's like, you have to talk to your teacher about it. Like, or you got to go talk to the principal about this. You have to be proactive in that way. And you can't be proactive in the way that he took matters into his own hands. Right. You just can't do that. You can't.
Yeah. Do you feel like you could have done more?
Yeah, maybe. I think that was kind of I guess that is a good wake up call that, you know, what little bits I'm hearing about his experience at school is probably much deeper and affecting him much more than,
right.
You know, where it's easy to say, yeah, just go to the teacher, tell the teacher about it, it's easier. Right. Said than
I
done.
Think what she was asking is, like, what steps did you guys take as parents to prevent it from getting this far?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. We probably didn't take that seriously enough.
Hey, Graham, this is Tina, San Francisco. I'm calling about your boy and what happened, and this is happening all over right now. This is happening in my classroom. My son and his boy friends are getting razzed by the girls, even when they tell them to stop, even when they tell the teacher, nobody's doing anything about it, and then they eventually have to act on their own, and it's not cool. They're getting bullied. So somebody needs to be aware that it's happening and get it stopped at the root.
Okay, there you go. There's another talkback saying it's all you ladies' fault.
What? No.
Care to respond?
I don't think it's fair to say it's always the girl. I mean, I was a girl growing up, and I was picked on by the boys.
Me too.
That's just because they liked you.
No, don't.
Doesn't matter.
That's not a good narrative.
We should be teaching our sons that's not how we treat people who we like.
I know, but I think that's a two-way street on that one.
That's why we're saying it's just kids in general. Kids are just horrible. They're all mean.
Yeah.
That's why Jess doesn't like.
I do like
we
them.
We get it.
The nice ones.
They are me.
Hey, really quick, you know how we did away with the pennies? Like, there are no more pennies in production anymore because it just wasn't worth it. It was costing too much to produce, and that was just, it was costing like 4 cents to make one penny. We all know what a penny is.
The math
worth.
Does math
it just
on that.
It wasn't making sense. People are wondering if nickels could be next.
Oh, no.
In 2024, each nickel made cost the U.S. Mint over 13 cents to produce.
Seriously? What are we doing?
So we were losing a lot of money just making coins.
Yeah.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Didn't even equal that much, if that makes sense. If this is going to be the trend and where things are heading, are we just going to have no more coins and no more
we're
bills
going straight to Bitcoin
at some point?
And we're just going all digital.
No.
How do you throw digital money at?
I don't like it. Oh,
strippers!
You hold up your phone and you're like, and you swipe across the top. You're like,
with the QR code. You're like, here, scan.
That's not as fun. Though.
Scan this. Yeah, it's not as fun. Okay.
But do you think that's where we're headed,
Selena? Let me ask you. I mean, you see a penny on the ground, you obviously don't pick that up. You see a nickel on the ground, you pick that up.
Nope.
Wow.
There's your answer.
I pick it up sometimes.
A nickel
or a dime. Sometimes even a penny, just because if it's if
really
it's, if I think if you find a penny head on, isn't it good luck?
Heads up.
Heads up.
I'm not even bothering.
I'm just not worth the luck touching that dirty thing.
If it's not a quarter or more, I don't even care.
Wow.
I guess I my question would be, why don't they change, update the manufacturing process and maybe make things out of a different metal that's cheaper or something, or make them in a different way that is more affordable, right? That where it actually makes sense.
little coin joke. Money joke.
And if that's not an option, I mean, I do see it. We've all... Prices on things really make no sense. Like, why is this thing $3.89? Just make it $4, or just make it make it $3.50 or $3.75. Can we just round to some, you know, and then maybe we use quarters or something. Let's have some things that actually. There's nothing worse than if you're paying cash for something and you're like, that's $2.08, and then you're about to get 92 cents back, like in change. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Just make it to the nearest.
We need a new system
to
here.
To the nearest dollar. Just nice, even numbers.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, I am sliving for the tea this morning. We already talked about all the Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson drama. If you missed it, you can go back and podcast the show. You can actually make the JV Show podcast a preset on your iHeartRadio app. But listen to this. There are rumors that Nicki Minaj is leaving her husband, or already has.
No.
So none of this has been confirmed yet. But, you know, her husband, Kenneth Petty, he's a registered sex offender, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the registry site and look him up, it says his primary residence is this teeny tiny 800 square foot home in Jamaica, Queens. Not Nicki's $20 million Hidden Hills mansion where he used to live. So the rumor is that she dumped him because he got another woman pregnant.
Ooh.
Allegedly.
That'll do it.
Allegedly.
That will do it.
I can't wait to find out if this is actually true or not. So far, it seems legit. Like, you can go. There's screenshots of, like, the registry, and there's his picture and his information and the address.
That's crazy, because Nicki has really, like, put herself right in front of him to protect him from anything.
Yes.
And for him to do her like that, if this is accurate, is going to be insane.
Yeah. All right, let's now talk about the Michael Jackson biopic. Again, it's number one at the box office. It made $97 million here domestically. That is the best start of all time for a biopic. And it's also the second biggest debut of the year behind the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which is now at number two. Now, there was some controversy surrounding Michael because a lot of the movie had to be reshot. Once Michael Jackson's estate found a clause in one of their settlement agreements with one of his accusers that basically said, hey, this person's name cannot be featured in anything ever.
Yeah.
So the estate paid out millions to have the very, very beginning of the film and then the entire third part completely reshot. And that's why the movie was delayed like weeks. They had so much work to do. Now we're learning that the director and the producer were also paid extra for their troubles. The director was paid $15 million more than what was in his original deal. And the producer took an extra $10 million than what was in his original contract, just in case, you know, the re-edits hindered, you know, what it made at the box office.
Here's something for your troubles. We'd like you to completely retell the history of this person.
Yep.
But
here's $15 million.
Here's some money for your troubles.
Yes, here you go. By the way, oh, go ahead, Jess.
Sorry, so if that wasn't approved for the first movie, how are they going to get it approved for the second one? Like all of the...
See, that's what I was wondering. So Lionsgate, I mean, I guess they don't need approval. They're their own production company. Maybe they change the names of the accusers. I don't really know. But they're saying that if there is enough demand from fans that, you know, they're considering making a sequel that will have all of the allegations in it.
And from what I read, the ones that had to get sort of barred and pulled from the thing were centered around one specific person, and there have been a lot of accusers over the years, so they may just omit
that person.
Yeah, maybe just leave that one out or leave them nameless or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But would be nice to hear the full story.
There is a chance.
Told.
Yeah. I was really disappointed to find out that they, like, had to recut the entire thing because it's not the truth. It's not, you know what I mean?
Can't tell the story of Michael Jackson without telling the full story.
I guess it's the truth leading up to that point where the movie ends, but there's so much more that happens after that that we didn't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, time for another JV Show edition of
Damn Nature, you scary.
Shark edition. Experts are saying that this summer could be one you might want to avoid the ocean. If you don't like getting bit by a shark, of course. If you like that, hop on in. There could be a large increase in the number of sharks in the water this summer. This past Thursday, a surfing competition had to be postponed because there was reportedly an aggressive 10-foot shark in the waters off Huntington Beach. Experts are saying that they've been tracking this. I don't know if you guys have read any articles about this, but the waters in the Pacific Ocean abnormally warm this year. They're getting baked in a heat wave out there and out in the, like, you know, out way out in the Pacific. And as that water is arriving closer here, the sharks don't like water above 78 degrees. So it is driving them from areas where, and again, this is namely great white sharks. They don't like that warm water. And so it is moving them out of areas like, you know, the Baja Peninsula and stuff like that and up into cooler waters. Translation, off of our coast here in California, where things are a little cooler. They like that. And it's the warm water is expected to increase as we're slated to have an El Nino year. And that's going to bring even more warm water and push even more of these sharks closer to cooler waters. So in past years where they've had a similar situation, they saw a large increase in the numbers of great white sharks. And so just your warning that this year we may be seeing the same thing. They're saying already the shark like pupping season is happening a little earlier because of the warm waters arriving earlier than normal. And so just again, you've been warned, damn nature, you scary, but sharks and great whites in specific could be a lot more common.
I don't get in the water out here anyways. It's too cold.
True, we're safe.
What happens?
It's too cold.
Yeah, but what happens when you're at Ocean Beach or something? You got to just use the bathroom real quick. You've been drinking a bunch.
I don't even do that.
You've been crushing a bunch of beers there in the sand. You don't ever just like head out there to your waist?
Nope. It's too cold.
So you're going to walk like that 3 miles back to the porta potty, back by the parking lot?
As far as it takes, yes.
Oh, I use the ocean.
Well, it's so much easier for guys. You don't even have to use the ocean. You can go literally anywhere.
True.
No, when you're out there at the beach, that's your one spot. You got to wade out into the water. Okay. And then you just pretend like you're cooling off and you splash around a little bit, but you're just there for one reason.
Ew.
Don't blame me. Everyone else is doing it too.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We had a lot going on over the weekend. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Right now, though, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. $1,000. Graham? What's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is family. So JV Show, family. Listen up. Take that keyword, family, over to wild949.com. Enter it there, and you can win $1,000. You have this entire hour to enter that keyword, family.
Yes. Good luck. All right. Now on over to our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Before we get to our photos from home, both of you guys had some pretty fun events over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Jess, you were at the Mad Tea Party.
Yeah, at Fairyland in Oakland.
If you want to see her Alice in Wonderland flight attendant inspired outfit.
Yep.
Graham, I don't think it's very flight attendant-y.
It's because I wanted to. Look, if I would have shown up in an Alice in Wonderland dress, it would just not have been flattering on me. Like, I was looking through the Amazon, like, you know, the options that they had on there. And I was like, if I show up wearing this, like, I'm going to feel so horrible about myself. It just, that's not the style of dress that I like to wear.
But this one is?
Well, this one,
but it's a costume.
I know, you're right. But this one was, I knew it was going to be cold. So I was like, okay, I'll find something warmer. And I liked the style of it. Okay.
It's giving 70s flight attendant.
Okay, I'll take it.
And then Jess, I mean, Graham, you were at a grand opening of AT&T.
Yeah, the new flagship AT&T store here in Union Square.
And that looked like a lot of fun as well. A lot of people showed up.
Yes, thank you to everybody that came out and said hi to me and took a picture and got a chug mug. I wish I had one picture with everybody that came out, but I chose this picture. This is our buddy Big John, who came out to meet me, and you hear him leaving talkbacks on the show, kind of offended he didn't leave one this morning, like, hey, you know, Graham, it was great to meet you, but, you know, whatever, Big John, that's cool, you do you.
That's in the past now, Graham.
Yeah, now, Big John, they call him Big John because he's like 6'4 or something, he's very, very tall, and this is me on my tiptoes in my picture trying to stand up as tall as him. I got close, but he's still taller than me, and Big John, could you open your eyes in the next picture?
Well, his eyes are closed.
I have 6 pictures with Big John, and I went through all of them, and I was like, oh, there's got to be one with his eyes open. No, he's got them closed in every one. So I don't know if that's just a thing he does, or...
Or did you just pick this one because you like how you look?
No, I can show you every single one. I legitimately have 5 or 6 pictures with him, and his eyes are closed in every single one.
And he's got a chug mug.
He did get his chug mug.
I love that.
Say what's up.
My photo is, okay, nerd alert, but my sister came into town over the weekend and because we are a little nerdy, and so we went to Escapeology in San Ramon and we did an escape room.
Wait, that's fun.
I know. That's what I thought. But I was waiting for the roasting session from Graham.
Well, I mean, that sounds like something fun. You didn't have to go stand out afterwards and take a picture that says Escapeology Queen.
Well, because we
I'm
won.
A winner.
That's the nerd
TikTok, I beat the clock. Like, yeah, that's the nerd alert.
Well, they asked me after, do you want to take a picture? And like, there's like one's not about winning too, but we did win, so we're like, right. Yeah, of course we want to take a picture. I feel like if you win, you have to.
How long did it take you?
Yeah,
we had 13 minutes left on the clock, so
okay,
47 minutes.
Did so you get all the hints?
No, it was unlimited hints.
Wow,
but we only got 3 hints.
Okay,
so do you like that was a fast time given that many hints? I don't think I've ever done an escape.
I think it was a fast time because there's other times where we didn't make it out, and there's times where like we barely did, and there's only a few seconds left. So I feel like we move pretty quickly.
And if you don't solve an escape in time, do they give you signs that say I'm a loser?
No, you don't take a picture.
You don't.
I think you still can if you want.
You said I did.
But there probably is loser signs.
Yeah. That would have been better.
Anyways.
But yeah,
nerd alert. Was the highlight of my weekend.
Nerd alert has been issued.
You can check out all of our photos from homes now. JB Morning Show. It's right there on our Instagram. Give us a follow. What do you mean you're not following us?
What?
Why wouldn't you be following us?
I'm offended.
The JB Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust. Delivered discreetly and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.